Hey, the first resolution, please. Here's the,
It was revised, so we'll meet in.
What's that?
It was revised, so we'll meet in.
Oh, that's right. This is the resolution adopting the new time off policy. There was a slight change, thanks to Margaret's comment, noticing a problem. So we need a new introduction. Amber, a new second.
I'll second.
Ryan. Any conversation, or can we have a roll call vote? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Next resolution, please, Shaheen. Commissioner of Deeds, this is over, yeah. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Next resolution, please. Accepting donations to the senior center. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
A reminder that all the resolutions we're doing right now were introduced last week, which is why we can go through them fairly quickly. The next one, please, Shane. Seeker. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the acceptance of donations from the Oakdale Plunge, $21,023.52. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
A resolution approving the firefighter listing service award program. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Saskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is a chargeback for last year's, to cover last year's funding of the Housing Justice. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is another donation from the First Reformed Church to the Fire Department. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to enter into agreement with CGI Digital. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
I said aye.
No, Arthur, Frick.
Aye, sorry, I didn't hear.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Next.
Tom?
Yes,
Tom?
Ma'am. Yes.
This is Margaret.
Yes.
I had asked a question about this resolution at the informal meeting last week.
Which one?
So,
the CGI.
You know, while we can vote in favor of entering into this agreement, I don't know whether this is all going to be within the mayor's office, but, you know, we all do remember, some of us do, what occurred a couple of years ago when the tourism board was trying to do some similar activities, and I do hope that there will be some forum for discussion of the content of what is going to be put forward as showcasing Hudson. I don't know where that's going to happen. It's not part of this resolution. I'm not sure where that's going to happen. I don't know whether this is an activity that will occur entirely within the mayor's office, but I think it's something we need to be aware of.
Thank you. The next resolution authorizes or adopts a organizational chart. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker. I'm sorry, Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Congrats on the new roof.
The next resolution supports the installation of Nutritious Choice Learning Path Project. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye. I'm assuming.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker. Wallace.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorize the mayor to sign a license with Hudson Paddles. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descalutti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roni?
Aye.
Sar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DPHO?
Aye.
Carried.
Next resolution adds to the fee schedule a $100 rental fee for the use of the kitchen in the youth center. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony?
Aye.
Daskalluti?
Aye.
Frick?
Arthur?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roni?
Aye.
Sar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DPHO?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a loan from the General Fund to the Capital Fund for the Stormwater Separation Project. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony?
Aye.
Daskalluti?
Aye.
Frick?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roni?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DPHO?
Aye.
Carried.
And the last of the old resolutions is the CSO remediation. Before we get a vote, I believe, Theo, you had a question about this? Or was it?
Mine was specifically about the Ferry Street Bridge.
Okay, so we'll get it. Okay, we'll wait till we get to that then. Okay, roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony?
Theo?
Oh, sorry. Aye.
Daskalluti?
Aye.
Frick?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roni?
Aye.
Sar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, we get into the new resolutions. And the first one is supporting the healthcare workers. You've seen this resolution earlier, but can I have an introduction first?
I'll introduce.
Amber, a second.
I'll second.
Ryan. Any discussion?
Tom?
Yes, Dominic.
I think we should change the statement slap in the face. I think that's a negative, violent connotation, and I just don't think it fits in this resolution, and I think it takes away from the message. I think there could be a more appropriate statement said in that to get the picture rather than that language.
So you're making a motion to amend the resolution?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Who? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Either one. Okay, can I have a roll call vote on the amendment, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
All right, Tom, what is the amendment?
Yeah, what are we amending to?
We're amending with John, to take out the phrase.
So, Tom, I have an issue with this entire clause because it states where CMH's management proposal to address the staffing crisis is slap in the face, etc. I have never seen the management's proposal. I have no idea whether it might be a good proposal, it may not be a good proposal, but I don't think we should be commenting on a proposal that none of us have ever seen. And okay. At last week's meeting, it did not appear that the staff who presented to the council had even had a meeting with the management, so I'm not just the notice. So I would like, before making any comment about the management proposal, I'd like to see it. So I'd like to have this entire clause removed.
I support Morris on that.
Hold on a second.
I think
What's that?
So we just table it?
No. Not at all. Before we vote on the motion, which is to eliminate this one whereas, the members are here. Does anybody want to address that specifically, or is it okay with you to eliminate it?
I would love to hear from any members who put this forth. Sure. And I would also just quickly add that I think that I would imagine that there is some timeliness to this, and if we did table it, that...
No, we're not going to table it. Don't worry about
time
that.
...to wait in terms of negotiations.
No, there's no tabling.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Hold on, folks. Hold on.
Do the resolution still pay? I think it does. Without
yeah, yeah. No, we can just eliminate that phrase, but I just would like to hear if they have an answer. The members, no? You're okay with eliminating that?
Looks like Vicky wants to talk. She's better handled.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. Hold on a second.
Oh.
It's a proper language.
So as far as the phrase a slap in the face, it does sound abrasive. It is abrasive. What we're dealing with management is abrasive. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not voting on this resolution. I don't speak on behalf of everyone here. As far as the proposal from management, we have yet to receive anything formal from them. We've been waiting for weeks now for a response to our counter proposal.
Okay.
So we're going over their heads this week to try to get some answers.
Okay, so there's no problem with eliminating it. So let's just vote on the amendment to eliminate that one whereas. A roll call vote. Oh, Vicky, what? We're voting on to eliminate the one whereas, which includes the slap in the face comment. Vicky, did you have more to say before we vote? Vicky?
Yes, what I wanted to say is that there are certain truths here that this is what is this all about. The nurses are not paid well. The traveling nurses are taking over in America, and they're also taking over in our little city, in this little hospital we have. And I definitely think there are a lot of truths, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, but this is not appropriate language for that.
No, I definitely think we have to take a spot.
Okay,
so
let's...
Other than that, the entire word that they're mentioning...
Right. Okay, so let's first vote on removing that clause. Please, Tracy, roll call vote.
Councilmember Anthony.
Thanks for that clarification, and aye.
Descaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present Pietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, now we can vote on the actual resolution supporting the workers. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony?
Aye.
Descaluti?
Aye.
Frick?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roney?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present Pietro?
Aye.
Carry.
So congratulations. That's a unanimous vote.
Thank you.
Sorry for that little hiccup. But there we go. Okay. Next resolution, please, Shaheen. This is an amendment to pay for the signs that are part of the new signage needed to change the speed limit, from 30 to 25 on certain streets. Can I have an introduction, please?
Ryan.
A second. Amber. Any questions or comments from the council?
I have a question about this. I had asked, I can't recall who I reached out to, but I have had questions from constituents who want to know where the signage is going to be placed. and I would really like to get, for Union Street, I would really like to get a map indicating where the signage will be placed. I do understand that as people turn from a 30-mile-an-hour zone onto a 25-mile-an-hour zone, there needs to be signage. And some of the people on Union have asked me exactly where the signage is going to be, and I have asked for that information. So I don't know who I can get that from.
So Margaret,
you can get it from Jane Trombley, I believe.
Yeah, and Margaret, that doesn't hold up this bill. This bill was just about the funding.
Well,
the matter of a map is a second. Would you let me finish? The matter of a map is a second piece. Thank you for allowing me to finish and not talking over me as usual.
Sorry, I understand this. I'm planning to vote in favor. I'm just saying it was any questions, and yes, I have had questions from constituents who want to know where the signage is going to be posted. They reached out to DPW to get information, and they were told to ask the council. They got no assistance.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, we're discussing this issue. I would like to know where I'm supposed to get information on the signage.
Okay.
That's all.
They were told to ask the council, and they got no... Who did they ask? It's not clear who they asked, but in any case...
Can I add something, please?
Well, wait, I do have an answer. Ricky, 1 second. The answer, I believe, is that Jane Trombley met with, I think, Rob and Peter Bujano, and they picked out spots. I believe you can ask Jane, and that will answer your question. Vicky?
Yes, today they did put up the signs on Glenwood.
Oh.
I did, I asked, I had an idea where they're supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
and I just asked the residents if that's okay to put them up. If you need any help,
I'll be glad
to meet
you. Thank you, Vicky.
Great. Thank you, Vicky. Have I got an introduction on that yet?
Yes.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. This is authorizing a contract with Revise for our web services, including the redesign and a budget transfer. I believe our guest of honor, Michael Hoffman, would like to speak to this.
Yeah, so Robert Suchomel, who is our representative from Revise, are you on the call? I'm guessing not.
I don't see anybody with that name.
Well, in any case, this I apologize for this coming late to you, Council. We had some back and forth about where the money was coming from and what how this is distributed across the city's budget. As you can see, it's pretty complicated. The expense for the city website goes across many different funds. But the impetus here is that executing on this contract will allow us to begin the process of redesigning the city website and improving its overall functionality. It includes a new upgrade to our search function on the website and will improve accessibility as we move forward. There is an option that is included in the attached contract sales agreement about a new page template, a new custom page template, which I and others feel is not a huge cost benefit. It's another $3,000 for a custom page template that will have some new functionality, but I don't believe that it's entirely necessary for us to spend that at this time. So that also will just bring the cost down a little bit because the renewal of the contract at base level is higher than previous years. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Council members, any questions?
Michael, I believe that I understood it as an output of the tech committee meeting. That after the March that we were going, that the tech committee was going to get an overview of what the proposed updates would be in an effort to suss out if we, as the tech committee, felt that staying with Revise was the preferred move, or if moving or undertaking a different kind of vendor or a vendor selection process would be the best path forward. So in that, to that extent, I would like us to table this until we've had a time to meet with Revise as the tech committee and really give some time, have a little bit of time to process what we're looking at before committing the city to spending funds.
Yeah. I'll second that motion.
Michael?
I agree with Arthur.
Michael?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah. And I completely understand that desire. And it's unfortunate because I was hoping that Rob from Revise would be able to come and give us a bit of a demo of what to expect from this tonight, but we can reschedule that.
If it's any consolation, he can make the tech committee meeting. CQuickFix and the other government app that may be able to integrate this want new presentations next week, so it'd be great to have all three of them there because then they can figure out if they actually integrate one another too.
Yeah.
So maybe a silver lining.
And the other options we can consider and add on at a later point in terms of the citizen request center option, that can be added later as well. But I do just want to point out that converting to a different vendor for this will be very time consuming and also probably more cost than to stick with Revise. So we'll discuss that at tech committee, but I do just want to flag that as I would personally prefer for us to stay with Revise for the time being.
Okay, we'll table this.
Absolutely, and Michael, I think that I'm also in favor of that. I want to make sure that what we're signing up for is going to meet the needs of what I think that the tech committee is really thinking about.
Yeah.
In terms of accessibility, in terms of look, feel, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just to quickly echo that, I think I would love to speak more with them about the integration with the other dashboard app things that we have on the table in the tech committee. And I just want to double check that, like, the information, I understand that all of the members of the tech committee were also interested in serving on the website committee. Would the consultation with the tech committee, you know, would it be counted towards the consultation and design process for the website, right? Like, we would get the Revise representative there, and they'd be able to answer whatever questions we have, like, in charge.
Yes, it's part of the redesign process to have, I think, three meetings with stakeholders to make design decisions.
That wouldn't cost. That's what I'm asking about. Is the meeting before we commit the funds would not count as one of the three design meetings, right?
I think he would just chalk it up as a demo, and that would not be an additional cost.
Great. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm
okay. Let's table that and move on to the next resolution. The next resolution is just a chargeback for Parking Bureau credit card fee expenses. Can I have an introduction?
Hey, Tom.
Amber, hold on 1 second. What, you want to be a second? No. Ryan, second. Yes, Dewan.
Do we need to vote on that table one?
No. We tabled it.
Okay. All right.
But we do need to vote on this one. Any questions?
No.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descaludi.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. The next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute a supplemental agreement with Creighton Manning Engineering in relation to the Ferry Street Bridge Replacement Project. Introduction?
Right.
Second? Amber. Any questions?
Theo.
I think he was.
Now, this is just for the additional engineering services?
Yes.
Yes.
In the amount of $26,752, right?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I guess I had a different question about the next part of this, so I'll just wait until that.
Okay. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Tascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Dominic.
Aye.
Wow, Dominic, new voice.
Moranti.
Dominic.
Aye.
There you go.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next resolution is in support of Hudson Community Solar Campaign. May I have an introduction? Amber, second. Ryan. We have the distinguished special guest here tonight, Michael O'Hara, who will explain briefly, I hope, what this is. If there's any question or answer questions, I should say.
Right. Well, I mean, the resolution explains what this is about briefly, but in general, what the city is promising to do is a promotional effort, because the county has already invested 4 months in choosing the vendors, arranging all of the legal relationships that the county has with these vendors, and is essentially inviting the towns and us to participate in the project by helping to promote it. And that's what the resolution says, is that we'll help to bring people in the community into signing up with one of these vendors that will enable them to reduce the cost of the supply of electricity, and also buy electricity from a solar provider all in one, without any further administrative overhead. The change in the rate will appear on your national grid bill, and that's the whole program from the user's point of view. From our point of view, we need the help of a number of volunteers to talk this up, to promote it on Facebook and the farmers market and other things like that. But that's our role in this.
Does this contribute to our smart communities?
That's correct. It's worth several points.
I knew that. I just want to set you up.
Yeah, thank you. This is also part of what Hudson is doing to reduce our collective impact on climate by putting more of the community in the solar category of getting their electricity from it. It's less of the community that's getting their electricity from more polluting sources. And New York State encourages us to do this with the Climate Smart Communities program. And if we get more people than a certain threshold here in the city of Hudson, really it's only 10 people that we need to get, then it qualifies us to be in line and more preferred when the grants go out, which will help us do even more things.
Thank you, Michael. Any questions from the council? Okay, let's vote on it, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Is there any kind of specific stipulation that the city of Hudson is obligated in which to participate in these marketing efforts, or is this just like, yeah, we said we're going to do it, so we're going to do it, but there's no, like, we don't need to do X amount?
Michael.
We need to elaborate on what we are planning to do with a scoping document that I and other members of the Conservation Advisory Council will complete with the help of other volunteers in the community, to say what media are we going to use, what events are we going to stage, etc. So it's not as if the state says you must exactly do thus and such. But they do say you have to plan for this and tell us what you are going to do, and at the end of the program, tell us what you did.
Okay.
Okay. And where does the funding for that event programming come from?
I don't foresee a whole lot of funding necessary. This is,
okay.
You know, relatively small-scale events. If we need any printing money or something like that, then we'll ask the council afresh once we figure out exactly
what
we
need. The CAC has a budget for those kind of things.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I had a question or a comment.
Okay.
When Micah and I met on this after the CAC, he provided us with a document that showed the application form that I think I'm not sure if that was posted on the website today for documents to share with the council. But I think if you look at that application, that's where the community lines out what activities they plan to engage in order to promote. So it's very much within the control of the community as to how they want to do this. It's not prescriptive in the least.
Right.
So I don't know if that was posted, was it?
I don't think so, no. No.
Well, if you can't find the copy, I'll send you another one. It's called the scoping document.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Tascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Thanks for your work on this, Mike. Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Yeah, big job on this. Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is the sale of property on South, thank you, Michael, on South, I'm sorry, on Montgomery Street. For those of you who weren't on the council last year, we discontinued parts of the dead end of Montgomery Street that had no real use for anyone in the city because it was surrounded by private property. And this is, we're selling three pieces of this street, and this is the first piece. Any questions? I think we all had a nice short memo from our attorney, Crystal Peck, on this, in case you didn't see it. Vicki, did you have a question?
Okay. So we're selling this for $50, but then the appraisal, I think, was $65, right?
No, the appraisal for the two properties that this person, this holdings group will get, adds up to $65. But we didn't get the other two pieces ready for tonight. They'll be coming up in May.
Okay, and then what are they going to be doing with
the land? I know that the South Street Holdings plans on just filling it up with trees.
It's going what?
They're going to fill it up with trees.
Oh, okay, nice.
They're looking for more of a boundary between their property, I guess, and what surrounds it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, a roll call vote, please. Oh, I'm sorry, introduction. Amber, second. Ryan. Now, a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Tascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Okay.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Malachi.
Oh, aye.
Thank you. Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next resolution is a bunch of fund transfers within DPW and water departments.
Introduction.
Ryan and Amber seconds. Any questions? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Theodore.
Only you can call me that, Tom. Aye.
It just reminds me of the Chipmunks. I don't know if you remember that.
Sergeant Humphrey Thomas.
Okay, that's all right. I like that. I like that.
Tascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roney?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Morant, I'm sorry, President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
No, you're not going to give Dominic two votes.
No. Sorry. Apologies.
Okay, the next resolution, as much as I'd love to, Dominic, we're not going to. The Tourism and Events Committee looked through all their applications, and I believe everybody sort of agreed last time when this was mentioned at our informal. So we put it all into one resolution. Can I have an introduction, please? Ryan, Amber, second. Questions? Anyone?
I just wanted to commend Councilmember Wallace on a fantastic job of meeting and coordinating pretty much all of this stuff. It was not a easy thing to do, and I think required a lot more effort than this very concise document looks like. So I just wanted to express my gratitude to Councilmember Wallace.
Me too. Ryan has done an incredible job.
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan.
I'm just confused, though, Ryan. Where's the part about closing down the street?
I know, right?
That is a joke. Please accept this. You've got to be careful in this racket, you know?
I know.
Anyway.
The only thing I want to say is I actually want to extend just a thanks to the Waterfront Wednesday team in particular, who through back and forth over the past week really came through with the ability to provide organizations that we weren't able to fund at the extent that they had been in the past with a separate actual cruise that those organizations can use either as their own fundraising vehicles or as a raffle prize so they can try to close some of the Delta in funding. So a special shout out specifically to the Sloop Club that came through for that.
Okay, so let's vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descaludi.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
I also want to chime in here and thank Councilmember Wallace for an awesome job in condensing, making things streamlined, smooth, and I think the process was really easy, and it was awesome. Aye.
Morris?
Margaret?
Aye.
Roney?
Aye.
Saar?
I want to say, Ryan, keep up. Aye.
Thanks.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Is this where Gary wrote an essay? No. Aye.
President DiPietro?
Yeah, I'm not sure. No, I'll say aye.
Carried.
Okay.
The other
DPW,
right?
Now we're down. We're authorizing two bonds, next two resolutions. So there might be questions. Heather is here, I hope, still. I can't tell from this right here. Let me see who's present. Heather, are you here?
I am here.
Oh, there you go. So the first one is for the DRI district. And this is to pay for it. Can you explain how the bond works once again, please, Heather? I think you did last week, but...
Sure. So what this basically does is authorizes us as a city to go out on the market to either issue bonds, which are long-term financial debts, or bands. In this case, it's going to be a BAN, which is a bond anticipation note. And those are short-term one-year borrowings that can be rolled over for several years. And the reason why we want to do that in this case and for the next one as well is that both of these projects have a significant amount of the expense going to be covered by grants. But the grants are all reimbursement-based, which means that we have to come up front with all of the cash to make all of the purchases and do all of the construction. Then we apply, and then we get the grant money back, and then the difference between the overall project cost and the grant reimbursements will be the amount of money that either we absorb as a cost if it's low, or we roll into long-term financing, probably with other long-term debt at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep. Any questions from council members? Vicky.
Yes, Heather, I'd like to see, I mean, these are big figures we're talking about. Where can I see all the vans and bonds that the city, the outstanding debt we have? How can I? I'd like to have a nice picture of what is out there, the interest, you know, we're paying, all of this.
Sure. The easiest place to find that is in, if you remember in the departmental reports last week, I talked about the annual update document. So one section of the annual update document actually outlines all of the outstanding debt that the city's carrying and also what it has added in any given year and what amount it has paid off, both in terms of principal and interest.
When is that document coming out?
That will be issued on May 1st.
But last year,
I can get you something in the interim, though, that shows you what the actuals are right now. They're all classified in what's called the W fund, which is the long term debt fund, and so all of that information is captured in that.
That would be great. Thank you.
And just so you know, there are also there are other guidelines and things that we have to deal with in terms of New York State, and they have debt limitations. So there's an annual debt filing that has to be filed every year that shows what percentage, basically, of our overall assets or revenue are used up by debt, and there are limitations to that as well. So,
Tracy, Heather, I noticed one of our payments this month was to a to have our bond rating. What was it?
Oh, we're still at A+.
Excellent.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions?
What's the threshold? I'm just thinking ahead to sidewalks and more and whatnot.
Yeah.
If we bond more later this year, Heather, does that jeopardize the rating at this point, just in terms of how extended we are?
Did you hear that question, Heather?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
It depends on the amount that we're talking about. Right now, I think we're actually in pretty decent shape in terms of our debt max.
Okay.
The other issue, of course, would be the issue of cash flow and whether or not we have enough cash flow to cover that debt. Because if you're talking about taking on... number one, if you issue bonds, you are legally required, the city puts its full faith and effort, I believe that's the legal term, in assuring that they will be paid, which means we need to make sure that there is cash flow available to make those annual debt payments. And so obviously before we issued anything, these are less significant because we know, with the exception of the DRI, which has had a very, very slow reimbursement rate, these other projects will be reimbursed fairly quickly, and the amount of debt that we will actually carry over into long-term debt will not be significant.
Okay.
Something like the sidewalk thing, if we're still talking about potentially, you know, having the city undertake a significant borrowing in order to, you know, repair sidewalks on behalf of citizens and then adding that to their tax bills, that is obviously a far less reliable way of ensuring that you're going to get that revenue on a timely basis. So we would have to look at that and take that into consideration. And long and short of it, we, in order to borrow, like, we would need to ensure that we had the wherewithal in order to make sure that we could make those debt payments on an annual basis. And if we were not 100% confident that we could get them from the levies on the tax bill, we would have to find another source of revenue for that. And that could be, you know, an additional overall property tax increase or some other source that I can't think of off the top of my head right now. But obviously, it's all going to depend on the amount we're talking about. So. Right.
And Heather, when you say reimbursement rate, you mean the speed with which they reimburse us. You don't mean the amount. Just to be clear for those who might...
We know what they're going to reimburse us. It's just...
when?
You know, we've been on the DRI project for almost 4 years at this point, I think, and we've received exactly 2 reimbursements.
Okay, so thank you. So let's vote. Oh, I need an introduction.
Sure.
Tom, I have questions.
Well, hold on a second. Introduction?
I'll introduce.
In a second, Ryan. Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, so, you know, following up on Vicky's question, some of the other questions asked, I would really feel a lot more comfortable voting on something like this if I had more granularity and detail around the city's finances, other than, you know, we're in good shape or we have an A-plus rating, kind of like the nuts and bolts and kind of a spreadsheet laying out exactly where we are.
Well, you can do that by looking at the budget.
I understand your point, Heather, that this particular thing is something where it's going to be reimbursed from grants. I kind of get that, but I think just in terms of a process, at this level of just high level, everything's fine kind of thing, without seeing the detail behind it, makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay, a couple comments that I would make are that both the AUD and the audited financial statements are posted on the website for every year, so that information is made publicly available, not just to the council members, but to the entire population. Obviously, we don't have the new AUD yet, but I can tell you with certainty that it is looking... we made at least a slight improvement from 2020. I don't have the exact numbers yet because we're still finalizing those financials. I will also speak to the particular timing of this. So when you go and you issue bonds or bans on the marketplace, there are obviously a number of considerations. One consideration is the timing and the interest rate, obviously. One consideration is the size of the offering, because small offerings generally don't get as much interest from municipal investors. The third thing is, particularly with bonds, there is a significant what's called the cost of issuance, which basically means when we go out on the ban, going out in a ban is less expensive. Going out in a bond has significant expenses, including the financial advisors, including payments to Standard & Poor's. It ranges anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000. So obviously, when you're converting something to a bond, you want that bond issue to be as sizable as possible. So you're amortizing the rate of the bond, the cost issuance, over a greater amount. So it really doesn't matter the size of the bond that you go out with. The issuance cost is going to be the same. So you don't want to do four bonds in a year at $40,000 each when you could do one bond for $2 million at $40,000. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because one of the other things about bans, or bond anticipation notes, as I said earlier, is that they are... only good for a year, and then literally 364 days after the issuance of the ban, you need to make a decision about whether you're going to roll over some or all of those bans. They can be rolled over for 5 years concurrently, or whether you are ready to take some of those bond anticipation notes and roll them into a permanent bond. That's a conversation I'm having with our fiscal advisors right now, because two of the projects that we borrowed for earlier, the fire truck and the pump stations, which is a sewer project, are both actually complete. But together, they're only about $1.4 million. So to issue a bond for $1.4 million, if you're going to have a significant cost of issuance, it might make more sense to roll those over as a ban, so that you have a greater amount when you eventually roll it over to a bond as some of these other capital projects become complete. Having said that, I'm working with financial advisors to do exactly that kind of cost-benefit analysis to see if it does make sense. And obviously that's complicated, because no one can anticipate what the future is going to be in terms of interest rates. We know in 2022, everything indicates that they're going to increase. There's a debate in the financial community about whether 2023 is going to see a lessening that or not. So, you know, there are obviously a lot of moving parts. The reason why I mention that timing specifically is that we borrowed for several projects under one ban a year ago in June. And it was for a water project, it was for a sewer project, it was for the Promenade Hill Park of the DRI project, and it was for the ladder truck. we need to determine what we're going to do in terms of either renewing or not renewing those bans. They have to be done basically in June, I'm going to say 23rd. There is obviously a lead up to our ability to do that because you have to issue an official statement, which is, you know, a multi-page document, which, by the way, Margaret, would be also another excellent resource in terms of, in fact, I'm going to make myself a note, and I'm going to issue the last official statement out to all the council members because it's not just a picture of the city's financials, but it also puts it in the context of things like the overall economy and the job structure and things like that. So I will send that out to everybody as an info. I believe it's up on the website as well, but I'll send it to you all directly. And when we complete the next one for this issuance, I will send out the renewed one as well. But the long and the short of it is we are going to have to renew some, if not all, of the outstanding ban in June. And it would be far preferential for us to be able to add these additional borrowings into that one offering so that we are, you know, amortizing the cost of the borrowing across as many projects as possible, frankly. And so that is why these are here in front of you today. If it doesn't get approved today, and you obviously have that, you know, ability, but if it doesn't get approved today, we will not be able to include them in the next ban renewal, which means we'll have to do at least a second offering. And we might already have a third offering at the end of the year because we have a couple other projects that, like NYPA, that may or may not be ready by the end of the year. That's why you're seeing them now.
I'll take that a step further, Heather, too, is that for the tech committee, this is where we want to really start cracking down on some of the IT infrastructure updates that we know that we need, because if it's a significant cost at all, to Heather's point, rally them all together for the one bond ask so we're not paying for a second issuance if need be later in the year.
Okay, roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Arthur. Arthur Frick. I don't see his name. I think we there's his picture. Arthur, you're mute. Oh, there you go. Hello?
I'm here.
It's your vote.
Approve. Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris?
Yes, Heather, thank you very much for that explanation. And I just think, you know, yes, there are documents out on the website, but I think I could certainly benefit from presentation or a walkthrough, and I know we're going to do some training later in the year once you get past some of your deadlines, but it just would make it easier, certainly for me, to look at something like this and understand all of the implications. Because it's not, you know, finance is not my area, and I did find your explanation very, very helpful, so thank you for that. Aye.
Roni?
Is he here? We need vote.
They may have,
I don't see him.
No, we lost him.
Yeah, he's not on.
Sarr?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
That's enough, right? I mean, this has a higher threshold, right? Okay, same for the next one.
Introduce.
Ryan?
I'll second.
And Amber. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
All right, this is the one that I had a question about. I don't want to drag this on, but this, just to be clear, we are only voting here on the additional engineering services, correct?
No. This is a bond, this is the serial bonds issuance on the Ferry Street Bridge.
The 1.5.
Okay, sorry, I'm confusing this with something else.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. So this is Sorry, stick with me for 1 second.
Yes, this is the second bond we were talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so this is just the question this was the question I wanted to ask before. This is for, we're voting on the bond issuance in this of 3,037,000, right?
Yes, and if I could interject there, because it is a modification from what you saw in the informal, and the reason why is the 1.5 million was a plug that we put in, because ideally, if you're going into a project with reimbursement, you want to borrow as little as you can and hope that the reimbursements come in and help continue to offset the cash. So we put that number in there, but after discussions with Superintendent Robert Perry, we understood that the timeline for the actual implementation of the Ferry Street Bridge is much shorter than we thought, and they're basically anticipating having almost all of it done before this next round of bond anticipation notes would renew. So we felt it was prudent to make sure that if we had to, we could borrow the full amount. What I want to point out, though, that everybody should be aware of, is that authorizes a maximum. It does not necessarily mean that's what we're going to borrow. It just means we can't borrow anything more than that. And so we're going to be sitting with bond counsel and with the engineers, and our hope is that before we actually have to issue the ban or issue the information and the publications prior to issuing the ban, that we will have a better sense of what we will actually need. And part of that question is because there may be additional grant funds available from what's called the TEP, which is it's basically the county committee that decides how capital funds that are received from the state get distributed. So it's, you know, so we're hopeful that there will be some additional funds that will be guaranteed, and it may allow our ability to not take quite as much money out. But either way, the overwhelming majority of that will still be paid back via a reimbursement of grant funds, and so the end amount of the project will be significantly less.
Right, and yeah, I appreciate that clarification. And if I could just take a step back, and I'm sorry if this is like slowing everything down for people, but I just want to make sure I know what I'm voting on. We have, as it says in the bond resolution, we have 3.037 million from the statewide transportation improvement program, 684,845 from the state touring route grant, for a total of 3,721,845. What we're talking about, and am I missing any other grants there? Are there other grants that are on top of it?
There aren't any other grants at this point. As I said earlier, there may be another one coming up. The only thing that you're missing is there was also a reserve fund, in which just be over the course
600,000.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which
so that,
is
that,
which is what we've been using for cash flow for the project to date.
Right. Okay. Cool. So, right as of right now, we have the 3,721,845. At a maximum total cost of 4.376 million, which we won't necessarily go up to. We have a capital reserve fund of 600,000. There's obviously like a 54,155 gap between that capital reserve fund and what we currently, I'm getting mixed up with the numbers. Currently we're on the hook for 54,155. That's just the gap between the grants and the maximum total cost of where we're at right now, which we won't necessarily go up to. What we're issuing the bond for is to cover the grants until they're paid back, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. This is really, like, I'm really skating out of thin ice here, but I just want to, like, figure out all the parts. So
nope, you're doing great. You got it exactly right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
That satisfies my question. I just needed to talk it through on the record.
Okay, before the ice breaks, your vote?
Oh, yeah, aye.
Vascoloni?
Aye.
Frick?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Moore? Morris?
Aye.
Roney?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, that's it for resolutions. I have two things I'd like to raise here. First, our attorney, Crystal Peck, was going to give us last time a short, or answer questions, and maybe a short update on the whole open meetings law as it showed up in the state budget. If you have any questions for her, now's a good time to ask. I mean, you know, it's a little, it's clear that until June, I think it's June 8th, I can't remember, June 8th, it's just like it is now, and it has been. But after that, there's a lot of questions, and I think if you read it over, you'll see it's not crystal clear. Oh, what a pun. It's not crystal clear. Sorry. So, you know, if you have any questions now or for the future, read it over carefully, because it's not always, but I see no hands up. In that case, I will turn to Michael Hoffman, who has a brief ADA update.
Yeah, just give me one moment while I pull up my presentation.
Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
Top, we have to do now.
Oh, okay. There's nothing else to vote on, so.
Okay.
Enjoy breaking the fast. Is that something you say? I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Can everyone online see my screen?
Ah, now we can. Oh. There we go.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I'll try to keep this brief. But I just wanted, at the request of several council members, to just give a bit of an update since my last presentation.
Hey, on the web, we're seeing the current and the next slides, not the presentation. So let.
Oh, okay.
What?
Let me just. One sec.
I'm seeing your coordinator's report.
Yeah, they are seeing my screen.
Oh, I see.
Hold on. Okay.
There we go.
Is this
go.
Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. All right. So, in terms of grievances, we have not received any new grievances submitted online via our online form since I last reported in January, but we did receive a grievance via email for an ongoing sidewalk issue for a property on Glenwood Boulevard in March, and that was resolved after code enforcement figured out the correct contact information for the property owner, and it was an issue of the notice going to an incorrect contact info, so we were able to get in touch with that property owner, and they agreed to make the necessary improvements. We had no requests for the use of Language Line for remote audio or video interpreting, and there were no requests for in-person ASL interpretation for the first quarter of 2022. Sorry for that duplicate info there. With the council's approval, and now we'll speak about this at technology committee and ultimately approve in May. The website will undergo full redesign over the spring and summer of 2022 to include improvements to its overall accessibility of the website. At the technology committee, council member Anthony will present on optical character recognition software for documents that get posted online, and improvements to workflows that should benefit our overall document accessibility at the meeting on Wednesday. One of the big updates to note is that our office, with the assistance of our grant writers at LaBerge Group, submitted a proposal for congressionally directed funds to the offices of Antonio Delgado, Kristen Gillibrand, and Chuck Schumer, to make sidewalk repairs that were identified in the 2021 ADA evaluation prepared by our licensed ADA architect. This felt like a natural next step to do with this report that we received last year. And if you want to see any of the documents related to that proposal, you can just write me an email and I'll send you a copy of those. But the takeaway is that the total project cost just to do the necessary renovations to connect municipal and county services would be about $5.5 million. And I outline the cost based on the street, broken down by street below. $2.3 million for Warren, $1.29 million for 7th Street, $810,000 for each 5th and 6th Streets, and then $285,000 for South 3rd Street. The total request to Congress was for $5 million out of that $5.5 million.
Nice.
And the city would match $500,000 with some other funds somehow. That proposal was submitted last week, so I will obviously update once and if we hear back. I am going to be meeting with our code enforcement officer, DPW commissioner, and superintendent Crystal, as well as Dominic, Tom, and the mayor regarding informational mailings to property owners about sidewalk compliance and ADA. This is a request and suggestion from the sidewalks committee. So I am going to meet with all these stakeholders to make sure that we execute on exactly that educational mailing, and I'll provide an update from that meeting to the sidewalk committee at your meeting on Monday about next steps. Arterial, which is our consultant for the streetscape connectivity improvement portion of the DRI, has completed their 75% construction drawings, and those are now with the Department of Justice. And they're reviewing and will give us comments hopefully by the end of the month. And then from there, Arterial will finalize the construction documents and put them out to bid. We're hoping that we will be able to award a contract in early June and break ground in early July. But if that gets pushed back, it may, depending on DOJ's timeline. I will definitely update the council. Promenade Hill Park construction is continuing, and that is estimated to be complete by July 4 weekend. The Friends of Public Square, as you may have heard, has selected the architecture firm Star White House, who also did the design for Promenade Hill, to develop a new concept plan for the 7th Street Park and Public Square. I mentioned that because there are accessibility issues at that park as well that will hopefully be resolved through the work that that FOPS is doing. And then I also just wanted to mention that conversations are ongoing with Spark of Hudson regarding improvements to Charles Williams Park as well. And there'll be an event this Friday from 1 to 5 at the park for more community input on improvements to that area as well. An update on City Hall. The Historic Preservation Commission approved the revised designs for the exterior of the building to make the first floor accessible. They made that approval in February. We have received this revised set of drawings from our architects earlier this month. The project will include the list that I put up here. It's going to include the installation of an accessible parking space on Warren Street, lowering the east entrance and vestibule of that entrance to the sidewalk level, installing a lift in that vestibule to the first floor, reconfiguring our staircase, installing an accessible service counter on the first floor, removing the raised dais in the council chambers, putting new flooring throughout the first floor, and then adding, updating the restroom on the first floor to be fully accessible. The phase work plan for staff during this construction period has been discussed but not finalized. We do need to work with whoever we decide to be the contractor for that project on what that actually looks like, depending on what the schedule for construction will be. But we anticipate that City Hall will need to be closed to the public for much of that construction period because of what's going on, and that could take several months. Previously used contingencies for public functions of City Hall during the high point of the pandemic are going to need to be used during that period of construction. It's possible that second floor staff may work remotely or be relocated to a temporary office setup while the east entrance is under construction, because that is the only way to get up to the second floor. And then public meetings will have to be relocated to accessible alternatives during that construction period. I will note, because it was asked, I think, last week regarding security for the building, it has been a struggle on my part, frankly, in getting quotes from security services. I have been following up. I received one quote, and I want to see more, quite frankly. But I also believe that because of this construction that is going to happen within the next few months, it may be wiser to revisit that after construction is completed and not engage in a contract that will probably be interrupted by this construction period. I leave that, of course, to the council. If you would rather that we try to seek a contractor for security services before we enter into the construction period, but I would advise that we actually revisit that after construction.
Ryan.
I guess my only question on that is, you mentioned the second floor residents being relocated. I'd like to know about, will the clerk and the treasurer also be relocated? Because I don't necessarily know how they would be working through that noise here to get anything effectively done.
Yeah, that is definitely a concern that we are talking through, and we have not made any final decisions, but it's definitely a consideration.
Questions for Michael from the council.
I got one. Thank you. Michael, that was a very informative, and I thank you for the report. Is there two questions? Is there an update on the Oakdale ADA compliance? I believe it's a request for proposal that was agreed, going out. And also, I don't know, I think with the security, while the construction going on, if there has to be any hardening of security in the facility, I think it might make sense if that can be done simultaneously, or, why other things are going on, because otherwise, after construction is done, you might have to do something different to harden an area. So I think there might be, I need to look at that to see what that's going to look like in protecting, the staff moving forward.
Yeah, I totally agree, Dominic, that we should do that in tandem with construction, and knowing that the reconfiguration of that east entrance is going to affect how people enter the first floor and come to the clerk's office, we'll have to actually, I think it is wise to be discussing that with a contractor for security services to make sure that we have all our I's dotted and T's crossed. As far as Oakdale, I do not have an update on that RFP. Peter has been very busy with a lot of other projects, and even projects that are not necessarily under his job description. But I have followed up with him about booting the RFP back for an accessibility study for Oakdale, and hopefully I'll have a better update for you in next month's meeting.
Supervisor Mussman. Do you have a question or a comment?
I want to say something, Bill.
Yeah, you're unmuted. Go ahead. Can you hear me, Linda?
Oh, sorry. Oh. I want to ask Michael why the north side sidewalks were left off of your list.
They're not.
The north side?
You had a list, and everything but the north side was on that list, unless I didn't understand it.
Yeah, so Linda, the request for congressional funding was specifically to address the sidewalks that connect municipal services from the county, from the city, and so forth. That was examined by the ADA architect between 2020 to 2021. So it is not, admittedly, it is not a full scope for all city sidewalks. It's a limited request.
Generally, the north side's left out of the thing, so I just want to make sure that we're not forgotten over here.
Completely.
You've got the list, Michael, of what those gaps are that we can bring to the sidewalk ad hoc next week, then,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions from the council members first? I see nothing. Any public comment?
Do we do new orders of business after public comment, or?
Oh, we could do it right now. Either way, this was new business, but go ahead. If you have something.
Malachi, I was going to let you have it, but I did want to, I don't know, Malachi, if you wanted to say something more about the community conversation with Charles Williams Park.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, if you look down the city webpage, you would see, just what Spark has set up for the community conversation. I just want to read back, what Spark had put on their page. Reading, the city of Hudson and the Spark of Hudson is excited to announce the second community conversation for improvements at Charles Williams Park. Join us Earth Day, Friday, April the 22nd from 1 to 5 for a variety of fun outdoor design activities and free lunch provided by West Taconic Diner. And you haven't eaten from the Taconic Diner yet, believe me. You don't want to miss this because it's free food there. They'll be there. But the purpose of this public-private partnership with the city of Hudson is to enhance Charles Williams Park, to support the community of Hudson while linking together the larger park system in the area. We want this process to be as collaborative as possible and for the community to take the lead and dictate in the design of the park. So, this is, I'm super excited about this, and I'm sure we all are. You live in Hudson, you're excited about this whole project. I just want to, thank the team that, for all their hard work and, just diligently continuing just to, make this just, the best project possible. And I appreciate it. And listen, I had a root canal yesterday, and I probably should be in bed right now, but I don't want to miss this opportunity just to, present this, this perfect opportunity, for the community. It's really special. It's the first meeting we had, we got a lot of feedback. People are very interested, and there will be porta potties down there. Well, people worry about bathrooms, just come down. We're gonna have a beautiful time. Come meet some people. Like I said, come taste the West Taconic Diner food. Just professional as you can get. The food is superb. But I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody there and just showing the support.
Okay. Thank you, Malachi. Theo, did you have something you wanted to add or a separate?
No, I just Malachi put it as best as possible. So I think I'm really excited about what Spark has been doing. They've got an incredible plan, and I think it's really great and to move forward with the community and get feedback. And I think it's gonna be a real asset to Hudson. So excited about the future of the project and excited to move the conversation forward.
Thank you. Dominic, you have something you'd like to add? You're mute. Oh.
I'm sorry. Was that me, Tom?
Yeah. Your hand was
okay, up. Thanks. So I just wanted to do a little update. I know Vicky mentioned the speed limit now being reduced on Glenwood Boulevard. How it's going to, the process going to go on is that HPD is going to do an educational piece before enforcement. I'll put something on their Facebook page to inform the community of the speed reduction on Glenwood Boulevard. And I think this is, another component of some things that's really improved in the Fifth Ward, with the speed radar sign at Harry Howard, with the beacons on Harry Howard in the school zone, and now this happening on Glenwood, and then with Vicky's great job in securing funding for the additional speed feedback signs on Glenwood. I think this is going to be a great final part to improving Glenwood in a safe way for traffic and pedestrians. So I just want to let people know that, you know, that Glenwood is reduced and there's going to be a some educational piece moving forward.
Thank you, Dominic. Vicky.
Yes, Dominic, thank you very much for helping me through this process. The whole city actually was very helpful for that. I have a question. At the last of the formal meeting, I mentioned about the possibility of restructuring our government. And I wanted to know, what do the people want? And would it be possible to have a referendum with the midterm elections about possibly reducing the amount of council members? If that's what the residents want to do.
Well, Vicky, as I said last time, I agree with your sentiment. I just think we want to do something more comprehensive in how we redefine city government. And I guess now is a good time as any to say that I've been thinking about this a lot and would like to eventually, preferably in person, assemble a task force to come up with a referendum proposal for how to redesign local government. But it's an extensive charter revision. I mean, I don't think to just reduce the 5 councilmen, I mean, we could do that. I don't know if we have time between now and November, because it's Crystal could probably help us with the referendum process is like. I know you need a lot of signatures, and I'm not sure exactly. Crystal, would you have to do research, or?
Yeah, that's actually something, the referendum process itself is something that we've been digging into for other reasons right now. But it would have to go to referendum. You'd be looking at the earliest opportunity would be November. And if you're gonna look at, you know, a big charter change like that, oftentimes what cities go for is like a charter commission. So essentially a committee more formalized than that that's going to go through and make a whole bunch of recommendations to revise the charter, because there's going to be a lot of other provisions in there that would actually have to go through referendum as opposed to just being adopted by local law. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing it piecemeal, what you'll want to do is have a broader look, because you might want to just change the terms right now, but as you're going through it, there might be other things that you also want to do that, say, affect elected officials' offices, or job duties that would also have to go through referendum, and you don't want to piecemeal a referendum process. If you can try to get everything on at once, it would be better for a charter revision. But we can go through that. I can go through that also in more detail if you want Vicky as well and Tom as well.
Yeah.
Discuss some of those procedures offline that can be presented in council in future meetings.
Yes, same with me, Vicky. I'd love to talk to you about it, because I do have some ideas for pursuing this in the future. Anyone else? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second? All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? This meeting is over. Thank you all for attending.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.